from our New York studios, where New Yorkers are waiting for a foot of snow that went through Chicago yesterday. Roland Martin.
Man, if there was one time I said I was glad I left Chicago yesterday, man, all the snow they got.
When you're getting out of New York, because it's on this way.
I'm getting out of New York as expeditiously as possible.
They canceled 3,100 flights yesterday out of Chicago.
I'm on the train.
Okay.
Be train careful. Still works. All right, folks. We talk about drama in Chicago with snow, D.C. with snow. Of course, Detroit got some as well. But the bigger drama in Detroit, that is, the governor has decided it is time to send an emergency manager in to fix a broken city. You got city council folks who want to counter. You got community folks who are saying this is taking away our rights. You got the former mayor who right now is waiting to find out whether he's going to be guilty or innocent. Other folks getting arrested. What do you do about a broke and corrupt city? Rochelle Riley, columnist for the Detroit Free Press, she says it is time for a professional manager to run Detroit. She joins us this morning. Rochelle, you make the argument that there are a significant number of cities across America where they have a city manager, professional staff, and elected officials. Dallas is one of those cities. Fort Worth is one of those cities. There are numerous other cities where they have city manager, mayor form of government. Why is it time for Detroit?
Let me make the case for you in three words. Mismanagement, mismanagement, and mismanagement. You're talking about a city whose general fund has operated at a deficit of anywhere from $155 to $221 million every year. That's being in the red, not having any money in the checkbook, but still writing checks. The district courts owe the city $279 million that they don't know how to collect. In most cities, they collect about 60%. Detroit collects 7%. The Detroit Police Department...
Seven.
That's one, okay. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They have long-term liabilities of between $12 and $14 billion because they keep paying pension obligations and retiree health care without the revenue coming in to cover it. So what they've been doing for the past 8 years is borrowing money, putting it in the books as revenue, and then trying to make that balance the books. Man, if we all lived like that, some of us would be in jail, some of us would be living large, but it doesn't work for a city. I think part of the problem has been tradition and loyalty. If you've got loyalty to employees, you don't want to let them go when you can no longer afford them, so the city has twice the staff that it needs, and you've got union contracts that you can't break. So unfortunately, even though people have, you know, made a big, big deal about how this is democracy run amok and people are running all over the city, people, you know, our ancestors would be stunned to see people really cry out for democracy when it affects their paycheck, but they don't care the rest of the time. You've got mayoral elections where you can't get one out of five people to vote, but now this is about democracy. Well, even though Governor Rick Snyder has put business before people for most of his term, he was elected, so there's still some democracy, and this is a temporary solution to get the books in order. So what he's doing is convening math class, having somebody come in and clean up, and then handing it back over to the officials who will still be on duty while all of this is going on. But when they're done and when it's time to give those books back, I don't think they should give them back to the people who couldn't solve the problem in the first place. I think they need to go to what Dallas has, which
okay.
is the city manager.
Okay, Rochelle, I was watching MSNBC, and what's her name?
Rachel Maddow.
Did you see that? Did you see her piece?
Rachel Maddow is now the heroine of the city. I don't know that Rachel Maddow has ever come to a city council meeting, and I like Rachel Maddow. But I think part of the problem is some of these problems are so entrenched, it's not enough to say somebody's running over somebody's rights.
Okay, but that besides that point that she made, another point that she made is every predominantly black populated city in Michigan that they have tried this has failed.
Well, this is part of the problem.
And they've tried it in Flint and tried it in
Pontiac and Benton Harbor.
Benton Harbor. All these cities are predominantly black.
They're all black.
They're not Detroit.
This is like Detroit. They're black. And I asked the state treasurer about this. I said, why are you only doing this in black cities? He said they're doing it where a certain percentage of the budget is deficit. If you get to a certain point, it doesn't matter where you are. But that's not true because the people of Allen Park, a city that's predominantly white, have asked for an emergency manager because they're going broke, too. They can't get their books together, and he didn't do it. So there is that issue. That doesn't change the fact that the numbers are screwed up and that some help is needed. But they have used this in cities where the leadership has been black and where the books have been messed up. And they said that you cannot call them a failure yet, because unfortunately people think that this is a solution that takes, you know, a year, 2 years. You talk to people in other cities and talk to professional accountants, they tell you this could take 3 to 10 years, sometimes 20 years, depending on how messed up things are.
Is it true that Allen Park has a population of 1,600?
Oh, no, no, no. They have a little more than that.
A little more.
Yeah. But they're still predominantly white, and yeah. They still want an emergency manager, and they still haven't gotten one yet. So they have to get broker before the state will give them one.
So they need bigger deficits.
They'll make history by being the first white city to have an emergency manager, because they just created a new law, even though the old law was tossed out. So they're going to do this some more. Here's what people in Detroit need to do. They need to, number one, vote at 80% instead of 14%. Mm. They need to make sure that when the books are cleaned up.
Hold on. Don't run past that. Right. 14% of the people in Detroit voted in the last mayoral election.
They got up to 27% for the last mayoral election. But before that, it was anywhere from 14 to 20%. So we're still trying to keep it at 1 out of 5. Mm. So they need to vote, and then they need to make sure that once this happens one time, that it never happens again. The city council is already on board. They've already had private meetings with the governor to find out what their role will be. So it's a done deal.
I saw your piece in the Detroit Free Press, and I sent it to Roland. I love Detroit, and I hate to see Detroit go down.
Well, I don't want it to go down, which means that this is what has to happen temporarily, and folks better pay attention to make sure it's temporary so we can save the city. Let's do that, then kick the emergency manager out and make sure that the people who are elected after that, no math.
No math.
No math.
Okay.
Rochelle Riley, Detroit Free Press, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Good job, Rochelle.
Thanks, Roland. Thank you, Roland.